Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Nicolas Maduro regime's pattern of political repression, rampant human rights abuses, as well as severe restrictions on political and civil society actors and freedom of expression have robbed the Venezuelan people of democratic self-determination. At the same time, gross economic mismanagement and corruption has led to a dire humanitarian crisis that has driven millions of Venezuelans to flee the country. According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, thousands of Venezuelan refugees continue to cross into Chile each month. Most Venezuelans use irregular routes, braving the remote Atacama Desert, where dangers include exposure to the elements, sexual exploitation, and abuse by criminal groups, according to the UN. Many arrive hungry and in ill health, suffering from malnutrition, dehydration, hypothermia, and altitude sickness. Chile is currently home to more than 448,000 refugees and migrants from Venezuela, not counting the thousands who have entered the country through irregular border crossings, reports the UNHCR. In 2022, UNHCR will need a total of $20.3 million to ensure adequate humanitarian assistance and support for Venezuelan communities to become self-reliant across Chile. To help meet this need, U.S. Undersecretary for Civilian Security, Democracy, and Human Rights, Osra Zeya, announced more than $6 million in additional humanitarian assistance for Venezuelan refugees and migrants and their host communities in Chile. This brings total U.S. humanitarian support for Venezuelans in Chile since the crisis began to nearly $26 million. This assistance will enable international humanitarian partners to meet the needs of vulnerable Venezuelans in Chile and provide them with legal assistance, medical care, safe shelter, hygiene kits, and basic relief items. "We remain concerned about the humanitarian crisis in Venezuela," said State Department spokesperson Ned Price. "Immediate, full, safe, and unhindered access for humanitarian organizations and workers is essential to provide timely, need-based assistance to those who have fled Venezuela. The United States affirms its commitment to assist Venezuelan refugees, migrants, and the host communities that support them in Chile and across the region. The U.S. also thanks Chile for its continued partnership as both nations work together with countries throughout the region to solve the ongoing migration challenge. The United States continues to work with defenders of democracy and human rights in Venezuela, the interim government led by President Juan Guaido, and the international community to help restore democracy to Venezuela.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.